Dancing at the Louvre, The French Collection, Part 1, Number 1, 1991. Number 1, Dear Aunt Melissa. Marcia and her three little girls took me dancing at the Louvre. I thought I was taking them to see the Mona Lisa. They've never seen anything like this. Well, the French hadn't either. Never mind Leonardo da Vinci and Mona Lisa, Marcia and her three girls were the show. Number 2, they ran me ragged. Marcia wanted to go one way and the children another. The baby girl wanted to jump, the other two wanted to run, and did. Then they all just broke into dance when we finally found the Mona Lisa. Number 3, Pierre used to say, cherchez le fauteuil roulant. Just get a wheelchair at the door of the Louvre, because if you don't, you're going to need one going home. I've just been to the Louvre 100 times, but never have I seen it like this. It was like looking at the pictures upside down from a racing car going 100 kilometers an hour. Number 4. Now that Marcia is married to Maurice, and they have moved to Paris, she and her children are determined to speak Le Bon Français pour le monde by morning. I had to put her straight about me and the children. You know how it is with friends. They all want to tell you who they think you are and how to live your life and why. Number 5. Well, I told her straight. Marcia, you know damn good and well your papa never went past third grade. And that was food in those days, because he wasn't supposed to do that. But my papa was a school principal. He finished Lincoln Academy in Lenzville, and I got the diploma to prove it. Number 6. Papa taught in Florida, South Carolina, and Georgia. I got all his licenses and test scores. Papa and Mama were both teachers. We didn't come up like no weeds. Not saying she did either. But I resent her telling me that my children belong in France and that I should be raising them, not you. Number 7. Papa never allowed them Campbell boys in our yard. Chauncey, Bubba, and Percy. Both of Marcia's brothers was allowed in our yard. Now I'm saying he was right because Papa is too snob. But I remember Papa in the little pinstripe coat he used to wear and his glasses on the end of his nose. Number 8. Papa was something. No, young man, you going out of this yard. Simone girls are doing their chores and they have their studies, supper, and to bed. Allez-vous in. And then he hit that tail at the back of his coat like a period and turned at the same time. Those Campbell boys would fly out of the yard. Number 9. Papa wasn't too keen on Marcia either, but she always had a little way about her, like she thought she was très chic. Marcia doesn't remember anything about growing up poor in Atlanta. As far as she's concerned, she was born on a first-class cabin on the SS Liberté on her way to Paris, sipping Moët and smoking a Galousse. Number 10. You should hear the story she told us about how she used to set the table for dinner with silver service and crystal every night, because her father would get upset if he came home and the table wasn't formally set for supper. We were at the Paris party and her husband, Maurice, was present, so I just, her. Number 11. But I remember the time we saw those Campbell boys coming out of Miss Baker's backyard carrying food. They said they were cleaning out her icebox and the food was spoiled. Then Miss Baker came over crying to Papa that all the food in her icebox was gone. Papa sat Miss Baker down to our supper table and went straight over to Marcia's house. Number 12. And there was Mr. and Mrs. Campbell and their three sons sitting at their kitchen table in the dark, eating Miss Baker's food. When Papa came in, they started coughing and gagging. They almost choked. But not Mademoiselle Marcia. Papa says she was sitting on the back porch nursing Un Cristal de Limonade and reading Madame Bovary.